This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations the Crown Prince may have ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down. They've helped me keep them down. Right now we have low oil prices, or relatively. I'd like to see it go down even lower. But I think that it's a very simple equation for me. I'm about make America great again, and I'm about America first.
The president acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence in the region. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be a terrible mistake. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday, meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said Ankara has shared with U.S. officials the latest information it has on the investigation into the Khashoggi murder. He said Turkey is determined to shed light on all aspects of the case, including those who gave the instructions to carry it out. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. Pompeo said it's important to maintain close ties with Riyadh as a way to protect America's vital interests. Alfred Yucatam, former Central African Republic militia leader known as Colonel Rembo, is to face international war crimes judges for the first time Friday at The Hague. He was extradited from CAR last week, where he is suspected of having committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder and using child soldiers. This is VOA News. In Kabul, Tuesday, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a banquet hall where Islamic religious scholars had gathered, killing at least 50 people. Abdul Qayyum, a witness, said he was with his friends near the Uranus wedding hall when a huge blast occurred. He said many of his friends were hurt. Dozens were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban was quick to deny involvement. President Ashraf Ghani denounced the attack as un-Islamic. Pakistan is extending its talks with the International Monetary Fund, with Islamabad reporting substantive progress on a possible bailout. Rounds of talks have been underway since November 7, as Islamabad tries to cope with a widening balance of payments crisis. Secretary Pompeo Tuesday told South Korea it should keep the pace of its normalization of ties with North Korea to the steps Pyongyang actually takes to denuclearize.
We have made clear to the Republic of Korea that we do want to make sure that peace on the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea aren't lagging behind the increase in the amount of interrelationship between the two Koreas. We view them as tandem, as moving forward together. We view them as important parallel processes, and that working group is designed to make sure they continue to remain that way.
The South Korean news agency quotes the foreign ministry as saying Seoul and Washington will continue close coordination and cooperation. French carmaker Renault named its chief operating officer and a senior board member to fill in for Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn following his arrest in Japan Monday for alleged financial misconduct. Renault is in alliance with Nissan and Mitsubishi. Joachim Clement, head of the investment firm at Fidante Partners, spoke of the future of that alliance.
It likely will stay together because the benefits for all the three parties involved are tremendous. However, there will be potentially some fallout on the share prices of Mitsubishi and Renault that will lead to short-term volatility, but the long-term outlook for the business and for the joint venture remains intact.
The Nissan board is expected to oust Ghosn as chairman on Thursday. The Trump administration says China has failed to correct what it called Beijing's unfair trade practices. Assigned tensions will continue between the two biggest economies. Washington accuses China of engaging in intellectual property and technology transfer policies, which spark tariff and counter-tariff disputes. On Wall Street Tuesday, witnessed another major sell-off, hitting technology shares the hardest. Oil prices also tumbled. The benchmark Dow Jones Index lost another 550 points to close at 24,465, wiping out the entire year's gains. The Dow has lost nearly 4% in just the last two sessions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.